With the Wildcats in Hallsville now out of the baseball playoff race, Wildcats baseball coach Jared Hammock can now share all district baseball results with us.
And I think we were well represented. Of course, Hallsville winning it all. I think they got practically every superlative that you can name, and a couple were unanimous choices, as they should be. They deserved those for sure. Of course, our top two pitchers ended up first-team all-district pitchers, of course, being Tyler Follis and Ben Brooks. Ryan Ferguson, who had a great year for us as catcher, ends up as the first-team all-district catcher. Landon Brock and Larry Pryor both ended up on the first team. Of course, Landon as an infielder and Larry as an outfielder. And then you go into second-team all-district. Carson Hicks is the second-team all-district first baseman. And I better check right quick to make sure. I don't want to leave anybody out. Cade Hudgens, of course, had a great year for us, one of the best outfielders I think I've had the pleasure of coaching. He gets second-team all-district outfield. And then C.J. Stevens was an honorable mention all-district infielder, and Ethan Phillips was an honorable mention all-district outfielder. So I thought we were well represented. We had a good solid year, second place, 10-4 in the district. And, of course, made an amazing run that as you said, Saturday kind of ended too soon for most of us. But great group of guys. They're well deserving of this all-district honor. And, of course, most people realize a coach can only nominate his players. It takes the other coaches to vote them in. So enough coaches believe that these guys deserve those honors.
KSST Sports.